Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome to the Valeura Holding AG Half-Year Results 2007 conference call. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Peter Wüst, CEO, accompanied by Markus Vögeli, CFO of Valeura. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to go through the presentation which we have on the internet today in English. We did have a media and analyst conference earlier today, which is in our sequence of the day of the year, usually not the case, but the result of the half year justified this unusual step. We would also like to be available for questions to the half year result and also to the strategy, to the measures we are and have implemented to improve the situation at retail, particularly at retail kiosk. As you have seen, the kiosk business in Switzerland has charged the results quite substantially. All the other businesses, we can say, are on track on the whole. However, also in the kiosk business, we see some positive developments and not only negative developments. On the positive side, we can certainly say that the product strategy which we have seems to be right. At least we have compensated on the gross margin level the decline in the gross margin for press and tobacco products with an increase in gross margin of food. Our overall cost basis has remained stable, almost stable, despite an increase in minimum wages and despite additional cost for the infrastructure projects. We also have noticed that a lot of the improvement measures we have implemented previously are starting now to show benefits, but they, in total, were not enough to stop the downtrends in the income from lottery and non-food. On a more group level, we have also, on the positive side, seen that operating cash flow has improved substantially. We do have a sound balance sheet, and Markus Vögeli will then explain this in more details to you during the presentation of the financial statements. Even so, we expect an improved result for the second half of this year. We will not be able to compensate the shortfall in earnings for which has caused the first half year to be as it is. Now, if you turn to the next page and to the interim results of kiosk. Again, I said, and I explained just a minute ago, that the food sales were able to compensate for the lower press and tobacco, not turnover on the one side, but more importantly, on the gross margin side. Now, the income from revenues or from services, particularly here, the lottery tickets were down significantly. As we only record the commission income as turnover, this turnover was directly falling through to gross margin and EBIT. We also had lower sales in these collector's pictures. Of course, we were fighting against the high volumes of the World Soccer Championship of last year. We knew that. Also there are other collector's items which we are selling. On the whole, the sale here were unexpectedly sluggish. Also, we do have infrastructure costs charged to the P&L. And of course, we do not have the benefits yet of the rollout of the technology system. This will now come in the next months, in the next 6 to 12 months. We see benefits here. In the first half year, we had initial charges to the P&L. If you look at the other Valora retail division areas, we can say and we can note that in Germany, the growth rate is above 10%. On top line, we will also probably on the whole for the rest of the year produce here a satisfactory and to good result. Café Spettacolo and our convenience retail business has done very well. We are satisfied with the development on that side. And wholesaling, that means the delivery services of other retail companies in Switzerland, has improved substantially after we did have losses in prior years up to 10 million Swiss francs a year. Do we expect a break-even situation for this year? Retail in Luxembourg is also producing good results on a high level. We are quite satisfied how that is progressing. In Valora Media, we can say that the market conditions, of course, are as they are. Press is still declining, will be declining for the years to come. Irrespective of that, in the Swiss market, we have seen an improvement in profitability despite also the declining sales or top line. We have improved the logistics systems very much and could gain from improved efficiency, and that has turned the EBIT line higher in comparison to last year. As a whole, the media division is slightly below last year because of declining business in Austria. This, on the one hand, is because the distribution of these collector's pictures has of course not occurred, not happened this year, but also a project for the distribution of, or the logistically, this the distribution of other products, non-press product, has been delayed a couple of months. It will probably kick in the third or fourth quarter this year. Valora Trade, as you know, we have two different businesses there. We have the distribution of fast-moving consumer goods on the one side, and we have the producing units, or the own brands, as we call them. They have shown a totally different performance. While distribution has grown very strongly and has produced higher gross margins and also EBIT was improving, own brands has actually shown a different picture. We have seen that starting in May, raw material costs have started to grow substantially. This is particularly true for products like butter. We have seen a price increase, a sharp price increase until the end of June of 50% in comparison to prices we paid at the beginning of the year. We have seen a further increase beyond or after June of another 30 percentage points, so that we almost are confronted with prices which have doubled. Now, butter, for example, is a very important commodity for us, as up to 25% is included in flute, for example, products which we are producing in two companies. But also we see sharp price increases in sugar, in cocoa, in wheat, happening over the last weeks. And this has adversely affected our raw material costs and therefore our profitability. As you know, we are in the process of selling own brands as a business unit. That sales process is on track. We have numerous expressions of interest and are in the middle of a process of selling this business unit. Now I would like to hand over to Markus Vögeli, who will give you the interim results.
Okay, good evening everybody. I would like to run you quickly through the group results, and let me first point your attention to the annual report that is also posted on the half-year report that is posted on the webpage, where you find a large amount of details to the various balance sheet and profit and loss figures, and also to the divisional results, including a number of comments there. So I won't just read that down, I will just highlight a couple of central issues. If you go to page 9, where we show the EBIT result, we'll find that the net revenue is actually been developing very stable. We have almost exactly the same result on the top line as a year ago for the first 6 months of the year. Reason being a decrease in retail that has been largely compensated by the other two divisions, or by trade. Both subdivisions, own brands and distributions, have shown pretty strong growth. Media was slightly decreasing, retail was decreasing as well, as explained before by Peter Wirsch. Gross profit, however, has declined by 5 million and also slightly on a relative basis. The reason there again is the decrease in our Swiss kiosk business, where especially the categories with high margins, or where we even report 100% margins, like in services, lottery tickets, etc., has been a driver of negative margin. Now, through the mix, that then has not been compensated by the lower margin businesses in retail Germany or in trade distribution. Operating expenses have, on the other side, increased by 16 million. We have the drivers there are mainly the growth units. We have been growing in own brands. We have been growing in distribution. We have been growing by acquisition in Germany in the retail business. That all led to higher costs naturally. And on the other side, we were not able to kind of smoothen the decrease in gross margin in the Swiss retail business by respective cost reductions. There we are in the process of rolling out sophisticated IT systems. We were forced to increase the minimum salaries for our sales force slightly with the beginning of April, and despite those increases, we managed to compensate on other cost lines and keep the cost stable or flat, but it was not possible, and it will not be possible, to further decrease our operating costs at the retail Switzerland business dramatically. So all in all, that led to a slight increase in costs of 15 million. Last line is other income, where we have sold various real estate and brands in the division and the distribution division for an extra other income of 5 million. This year there was only 2 million other income, so there is another gap of 3 million compared to last year. All in all, that sums up to an EBIT shortage compared to last year of 22 million. Or an EBIT margin that is posted now at 1.2% instead of 2.7% last year. If you follow through to the net income, then there at least is some good news. We have been able to reduce the difference of 22 million in operating profit down to 15 million, or in other words, by 7 million reduction of the difference at the net profit. The main driver there is the financial result, our net income or net costs at the financial line is 2 million, which is again a big improvement to an already good result last year. The main reasons there is that we have been able to reduce our long-term debt further. We have reduced, you'll see that later in the cash flow statement as well. We have been able to profit from the renegotiated syndicated loan facility that we have put in place in the course of last year right from the beginning. And I don't want to hide the fact that the foreign exchange rate, especially of the euro and the Scandinavian crowns or kronas, has helped as well in that field. Good news also from the share of result from associates and joint ventures. There, for the first time, we show a seven-digit figure contribution from our joint venture businesses. The key driver there is the joint venture with Migros, the so-called Cevanova, that runs convenience shops under a franchise concept under the name of AVEC. Income taxes is along expectations. We always count with a interest ratio between 22% and 25%, which has happened also this time, and that leads to the quoted or the earlier mentioned 12 million net profit, which is still a reduction of 15 million compared to last year results. When you look at the segment reporting, then you'll find confirmed basically by the figures that has been explained earlier qualitatively. Retail turnover reduced by 10 million down to 809 million, and drop in EBIT from 11 million down to minus 6 million. So you see that 17 million out of the 22, or the big chunk, really comes out of the retail division. And there, as explained earlier, the main driver is the K-kiosk business in Switzerland. The other two divisions actually have fluctuated in a way as with a volatility that is almost normal in those businesses. Media is fighting a declining market, but on top in Austria has lost or has reduced its sale of collector's pictures like for the football games, but still we are quoting an EBIT of 4.6% at 12 million, which is a good result. Valora Trade, as mentioned, has grown in distribution and has had the setback in own brands thanks to the increase in overall raw material costs, and that has actually offset to a large extent the growth at the trade division. On top, there were a couple of extraordinaries last year that have been missed or could not be repeated this year. So, but again, Valora Trade with 11 million and 2.4% EBIT margin is more or less in line with expectations. If you collect that together to I would like to jump one slide and talk quickly about the cash flow. Cash flow is actually good news. You remember last year we have had a big drawback or setback with actually an operating cash flow that was negative. This year we have clearly proved that with a strong focus on net working capital. We have turned that from minus 8 almost by 50 million to 40 million plus. Net expenditure for investment is 29 million. That was last year zero because of the sale of various participations that netted at the end of the day that line to zero, which then adds up to a free cash flow of, again, positive 11 million, which is more or less the same figure as the net profit. So our net profit is also available as free cash flow. And we used actually 20 million of it to reduce long-term debt. And the other, the difference up to the 39 that you find in financing activities was the payout of the dividend in the course of, I think it was early Q2. You see again there that the currency has also helped us in the translation of our cash cash and the cash equivalents by another 3 million. So overall, a good result. In a nutshell, when you come back to the key data in the balance sheet, I think we can highlight that we still have a very strong balance sheet with a strong cash position of roughly about 200 million. We have a good equity ratio of 40%, that's or even more for the moment, and that's actually a figure that we feel comfortable with, and we have a low net debt figure of below 100 million. That together builds a sound basis for the challenges that lay ahead of us. With this, I don't want to hide the fact that we are fully aware that with this half-year result, management has not met expectations, and let me tell you, not only your expectations, but only also our expectations. This is a disappointment, and there is basically no reasoning or anything that can hide that. It is a disappointing result that has been far away from our own expectations. On the other side, it is clear that we have a balance sheet and a financial structure that is stable, that is not a disaster, and that is a good basis for going forward. Cash on one side, financing capabilities and equity is there, and for this we have a basis for all those initiatives and measures that Peter Wüest is now going to talk about.
Let me give you some opening remarks. We have not invented new measures. We are convinced that what we are doing is the right track, but probably we have to be faster, maybe a tougher, but basically the direction we move is the right direction. Now let me lead you through the few slides, starting at group level and then go through the divisions and finally go kiosk business, which is certainly the most interesting one, and then concentrate on that one a bit more than on the other ones. First of all, we are convinced that the concentration process we have started three and a half years ago in focusing on retail and the wholesale business is the right focus. We are also convinced that the growth strategy which we have developed over the last 12 months and have announced earlier this year is the right growth strategy. As a consequence of that, we are also convinced that the sale of the production companies is the correct move, and we notice that it has started very well and we are in the process. However, we have in the last years probably concentrated a bit too much on restructuring, on defensive activities, and not so much on offensive activities like innovation. We have therefore decided now to establish a new little business unit. Will not have a status of a division, a business unit, and not a very imaginative name. We call it New Business Development. And in that unit, there we will put in smaller businesses, which are integrated maybe in a larger retail division. The aim is to grow quickly, and to grow outside of established structures and patterns. In there, we will have the Spettacolo business. This also shows that we are committed in letting that business grow. We will push in there also the business which we are testing at the moment, that's a re-entrance into the vending business. But also in that business unit, we will implement the way how we handle innovations, how we manage innovations in the future. Now you have seen from a press release which we have sent out yesterday that I will, in addition to my job as CEO of the group, also take over the responsibility for Retail Switzerland. This, of course, is more on an interim basis for the next couple of months. And I want to make sure that all the measures we are now implementing or have implemented or in the process of making work have reached a point of no return. Now let me go to the trades division. And there we are seeing that the first results, the first positive results, are coming in based on that Nordic platform, which we have partly implemented and, of course, are implementing over the next couple of years. For those who don't know what is the Nordic platform, that is basically to align the systems and procedures, the accounting systems, the logistics systems, and so on, of these individual markets. That's Denmark, Sweden, Norway, and Finland, into a unique system so that we can have efficiency gains on that basis. However, the sheer implementation of it has already brought us some new businesses, because a lot of principals in this industry see not Denmark as a market, but they see Scandinavia as a market and have entrusted us the distribution for the entire Scandinavian market. Why? Because of the success, the early successes we have with this platform, we are now copying the concept and are about to introduce this, or planning to introduce this, in the German-speaking language, in the German-speaking markets. That's Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. Despite that organic growth, we are, of course, also pushing ahead with reviewing other companies to acquire. At the moment, we are talking to a couple of interesting prospects, and also discussing with other companies whether, instead of buying them, maybe a strategic alliance could make sense. And here we are also making progress in these discussions. On the Valora Media, we have three markets. Let me briefly go through the individual markets, because we have different drivers of the business. While we are in Switzerland, at a peak of what you can say in Switzerland, the market situation is such that in the German-speaking part and the Italian-speaking part of Switzerland, we do already have, of course, distribution rights for almost all the press products, which is paid press, not the free press. It is impossible to gain more market share, but what we can do is to try and optimize services to publishers and, of course, the retail community. We are also enhancing the system of POS, or point of sale management. We have picked in the last couple of months 150 point of sales and are making progress in implementing new shelves, new ways of distribution, new ways of presenting the press products. This hasn't, of course, stopped the decline entirely, because this is a structural decline, as you know, but it has slowed at least the decline substantially. In Austria, the market situation is such that there are three competitors, three distribution companies in the market, and at the moment we are gaining market share. But we are also expanding our logistics services. For example, we will be a parcel delivery service for certain European players. And this project has been delayed. It should have started in the first half of this year. It will now start in the second half of the year. In Luxembourg, again, a different market. Again, it's a small market. But there, about a year ago, we have expanded into the sale and the supply of school books to students. And this has been quite successful. And we will continue to expand into that direction. Now, if you look at the growth initiatives at Valora Retail outside of kiosk, again, there's Germany. There we want to further expand, also partly through acquisitions. We are currently talking to one or two prospects, so the aim is to grow bigger than 10% or more than 10% per annum. Now, of course, on a much lower level than in Switzerland, the turnover of the German retail organization is roughly 150 million euros. So it's on a smaller basis, but the growth rate is quite respectable. Café Spettacolo, we are convinced that we can reach our growth target by the end of next year. We would like to have some 50 point of sales in Switzerland, and we are also want to expand outside of Switzerland. That is now under preparation, and we believe that next year we'll see the first Spettacolos in a market outside of Switzerland. I can't say which one it is. AVEC, that's the joint venture with Migros, is moving pretty well. We have, by the end of this year, we will have 100 stores branded with the AVEC brand. Growth rate is also bigger than 10%, and that's a very interesting business, and the business, of course, we want to push ahead much further. Wholesale, that's the business we had to bring to profitability again, coming from a 10 million loss 2 years ago, break-even situation this year. The aim is to grow, to gain substantial businesses again, and to let it grow. Now, the thought behind there obviously is that we will carry the same products as we will sell through kiosk and through the AVEC network, so that we have efficiency gains and also gains in negotiating with suppliers. Now, if we then pass on to Kiosk Switzerland, here we will concentrate on these few points which we have listed. Now, certainly the most important one, in line with our strategy of bringing the food component up to 25% of total sales, is what we call this the rollout of this convenience product kiosk. We have identified altogether about 250 point of sale as the universe of total possible point of sales where we can install this. We are working on two lots, roughly 2 times 50, because 10 we have already installed, roughly 50-55 in each lot, and we want to roll them out within the next 18 months. This is quite a heavy program. Of course, we are checking at the moment how we can speed this up through the help of outside companies. Now, we also still are convinced that we can increase the food part on our turnover to 25% with the help of these convenience elements. But also, and you see that a bit further down, that with the rollout of this point of sales, we are taking back up again an own label concept, our private label concept in the convenience food, which we actually did want to launch a bit earlier, but for seven test stores, it proved not profitable, so we shelved it for a while and are now taking it out of that shelf and plan to launch it again next year. On the other hand, we are also see some potential in non-food. We non-food, of course, is everything else outside of tobacco, press, and food, and of course services. So that's a huge product range, if you want, because it's all the rest. Here we do not have a coherent product strategy. We are in the process of formulating it. We are also in the process of testing certain product groups and certain product elements. Basically, we will see some improvement in the non-food sales as of next year. Some of these tests are being successful at the moment. Then also, what of course we will increasing to push is the technology improvement. We have now computer tills at all the point of sales. We know now by article what we are selling. So that will help in the planning of the product range. That will help in the fighting of the of losses. So that is a first step, definitely in the right direction. We will continue on cost management. Of course, we have been successful in the past on that. We haven't, of course, let that loose. But we will again put some more emphasis on cost management. Also then, on the point of sale network, we'll again go and review the point of sale network. But at the moment, there is no program implemented for the closure of another round of maybe 100 or 150, which we have done last year. Here we talk maybe of some punctual closures of point of sales, which we cannot turn profitable. But still, we will also now try to implement a franchise system and try to reduce the number of point of sales under our direct operational management. And as a last point, we are going to change the kiosk organization. That's now going to happen within the next couple of weeks or months, because we believe that kiosk organization is too big. We will break it up in smaller units, install a profit and loss responsible manager for all these units. We have done this outside of Kiosk Switzerland with other businesses, and this has improved. This has proven to be very successful. We'll copy now a positive model and try to bring here clearly the kiosk closer to the market, faster in implementation, and faster reaction to market changes. So you see here that not a lot is new. We believe, as I said, that we have to be faster, we have to be tougher in the implementation, do not divert of what we are doing, and then we believe that this the turnaround of the kiosk business in Switzerland is possible. It's not one big thing we can do, it's a lot of small initiatives, small actions which here have to be taken. Summing it up, again, as the CFO has already said, we didn't meet your expectation, we didn't meet the market expectations, nor did we meet our own expectation. We believe that the strategy and the measures in place are correct, and that implementation must be more rapid, more radical. Now, this is a bit like we are not the Alinghi, but sailing sometimes. Of course, we do have a bit more headwinds than what we had expected, and definitely we will now gear up for even more headwinds than what we see in the market at the moment, and try to be faster and more radical in the implementation of the measures which we have explained. This would actually conclude the presentation, and I would like to invite you now to ask questions.
The first question is from John Koch, Landsbank Kepler. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon. Thanks for taking the questions. I have a couple of questions for you. If I can just start with the sort of the plan and the 120 point of sale rollout, do you anticipate then that over the next 18 months, the proportion of food sales through the kiosk network will reach 25% as a result of those 120 stores being rolled out? That's my first question. The second question just comes back to this decline in the commission income from the lottery tickets in H1, which obviously was probably the major cause of the derailment, as it were, of the turnaround in the kiosk business. Can you just remind us what proportion is services in the revenues for the kiosk business, and what proportion is actually in the lottery tickets, just to try and get a feel for what the impact was in H1 and what the impact might be in H2, and whether it was seen as a one-off. And then a third question, I'm just wondering, do you think you'll be able to break even in the retail division as a whole for the full year, or would you anticipate further losses coming through in the second half of the year? Thanks very much.
Okay, I'm not sure I can answer all the questions. Our people here at the table are looking frantically at some of the figures, and we might have to come back on at least the second question. But let's see what they can find out in the meantime. Now to the 120 point of sale rollout. Now that is based on the results of the 7 test stores. And the 7 test stores itself have been able to grow the food over 25% proportionately to total sales. Now, of course, if we manage the 120 point of sales and also manage to increase the food sale generally by a modest percentage rate of 2 to 3 percentage points in all the other, then we will move towards the 25%. But we will not be there entirely, even with the 120 point of sale. There are probably another round of 30 to 50 more store necessary, but we will be close to 25%. If, and this of course is the condition, if the 120 show the same performance as the test stores show. Now to the commission income, the part that is, they are still looking at it, and I'm not sure, John, whether we can really answer that question right on the phone here, or whether we have to come back to you separately.
Okay, and then just that question about whether you could break even in the retail division this year, do you think?
I guess that's the assumption we are taking.
For the second half of the year, that doesn't mean for me.
I'm just wondering on the comparables with regards to the Panini stickers. I guess that must fall out in the second half of the year, or is that still quite a big comparable?
It's falling out.
It's falling out.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
There you go.
With a follow-up question from Mr. John Cox, Landsbank in Kepler. Please go ahead, sir.
I didn't expect to come back quite so soon, but I thought there might be somebody else on the call as well. I wanted just on the, you were talking about the impact on the gross margin in the food production division. Now, by my estimates, I think your operating margin in food probably dropped by about 3 points in H1. The way you're talking about how this is still going on in H2, and how actually maybe prices are going up even more, I'd imagine actually that the food division's margin will actually, I'm talking about your own brands, will actually deteriorate even more in the second half of the year. Do you think that's a fair assessment, or do you think you know, you can somehow offset the, you know, this agricultural sort of price inflation, as it were?
Well, of course, we are trying. But then you can imagine that, of course, with people like Carrefour and Aldi, you have agreements where prices are set, and there's usually no clause in there because nobody has expected a sharp increase in raw material prices, and of course there are no price adjustment clauses in there. So we manage to convince our customers that we can adjust the prices, and that's not a scenario which is out of this world. But of course it hasn't happened yet. If that doesn't happen, then of course we see a further deterioration of the margin, you're right. If it happens, then we see at the best a stabilization of the situation.
Okay. I want to maybe just push you and ask you what the margin is on that trade distribution businesses, excluding the food. Is it somewhere close to 2% or? I'm just thinking now, you're talking about, you know, buying other businesses and in that trade distribution business, and I'm just trying to get a feel for what it might look like in the next year or so.
Yes, you're not too far away from reality.
Okay, thanks.
Pleasure.
The next question is from Mr. James Amoroso, Helvea. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, hi. It's back on the English version this time. Just following up on John's question regarding raw materials in the own brand division. I mean, as you know, I cover a lot of food companies, and there's been a lot of price increases already. And in some cases, even ahead of prices or increased costs hitting the P&L of these food manufacturers. Everyone in the market, including the trade, is fully aware of all these price increases that have happened, and it's totally transparent. I'm just a little confused as to why you haven't been able to increase your prices. I know that obviously with private label contracts that's an issue, but not with branded.
I agree. I agree, James. I mean, in branded products, that's an issue which we can increase the prices. Then, of course, you also know that Switzerland is less affected than the EU. Because here we do sit in a somewhat protected market, even what the raw material prices are concerned, if you use Swiss supply sources. Now, unfortunately, outside of Switzerland, that's where we have the large contracts with private label as for private label production, and these private label production, of course, are mainly affected and not the branded products. There, I agree. And of course, that's a question of that we usually have 3 to 6 month supply agreements, and that's where we have the price discussions with our customers at the moment going on.
Okay, and I was just wondering for a second question whether since earlier on today, whether you'd been able to pin down some of the bigger factors impacting the retail margin, the stickers, the World Cup stickers, for example, whether it was 3 million, 5 million, 1 million.
Well, usually we do not disclose, I mean, figures to that level. And at the moment, we haven't changed our policy, and I would rather not go into this kind of detail.
Okay.
Mr. Wyss, there are no more questions at this time.
Okay, then I thank all the participants for calling in, and I wish you a good evening. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now concluded. You may disconnect your telephone. Thank you very much for joining. Have a pleasant evening. Goodbye.